very short Simon Reish Pei Gimel, which is entitled Lama in Maitzian Shnei Sifri Torah B'Shabbos. Why, it's actually a question that Tosos asks in Megillah, on Shabbos we do not take out two Sifri Torah, one for the Parsha, for the Parsha Sashvua, and the other one because of Shabbos. As we know, when it comes to the Yom Tovim, we take out a second Sefer Torah and we read about things which pertain to that day. So the question is, why isn't done on Shabbos? So the Machaber tells us that Masha in Moitzin b'Shabbos Sefer Sheni Likros Parshas Hamusafin. The reason why we don't add an extra reading which discusses that which is found in the Musaf when it comes to on Shabbos, we discuss in Tfilas Musaf the various karbanos which relate to that day. So the reason why is mitnei she'ein bo elo shnei psukim. There's only two psukim which pertain to Shabbos, which is found in Parshas Pinchas, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us ve'in karen b'torah pachas mishlosh psukim. This is during the Rosh Chodesh Leining, so you have two of the psukim which are found biyom Shabbos. As it continues, there's only two psukim there, and when it comes to any reading of any aliyah, the very minimum, the very least, is three. As he quotes previously in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, and therefore, starif ima psukim shlomin yanu shel yom iefsher. So the other option is, well, so just add a few more psukim. But the problem is that by doing that, it will be taking away from the message of Shabbos, and therefore we're not going to read other sentences which do not pertain to the Shabbos. And therefore that's the reason the Mechaber cites, the Mishnah Berurah explaining it, as to why we do not read a second reading on every Shabbos, which of course would always be the same. And that's not what Tosfos says. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of Tosfos. The Tosfos kosvu otam. Another reason. Lafi shetzarech lahaftir b'navi b'chol Shabbos min yonu shel yom. That the Haftorah that we have always mirrors the Torah reading. It's very similar in nature. And as we'll see in the next siman, the reason is because in the time of the ruling of the Syrian Greeks, or more specifically of King Antiochus, who forbade public Torah reading, at least we were able to do the Haftorah, which is taken from the Navi, and in order that it shouldn't be forgotten, the reading which was supposed to be done, which we would have wanted to have done, but weren't allowed to, so we always read the Haftorah, which is comparable to the Torah reading to the end. It says, V'i karinan b'shel Shabbos, if let's say instead, this is what Tosa says, that the second Torah reading pertains to Shabbos, and therefore the focus every single time when we would read the second Torah would always be the same Torah reading. It would always be referring to Shabbos. Im ken yehetzarech lahaftir, but it's solik mineh. You would have to read the Haftorah with something which is comparable to that which was just finished. The Haidamin Yani Shabbos. And he says, Im ken yehu kol haftorahs minyan echad. What ended up happening would be is that the Haftorah would always have to be the same also. It would always have to have some hint of Shabbos if, in fact, we always had to read from a second Sefer Torah. And therefore, for that reason, in order to be able to have a Haftorah which is more true to the actual Parshas HaShavua, the only thing that we do read is the one Sefer Torah, the Parshas HaShavua, and we do not read anything about the Karbonos which pertain to Shabbos.